the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody. I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
That's a good idea. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon in Coral Springs, Florida, Danger Studios. Ciro Dobrik to my right.
What's going on, folks?
Ethan Moore to my left.
Hey, Dougie. I'm the original drummer for this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a reference to Spinal Tap. I don't know if anyone got it. You're doing the British rocker voice.
Oh, was I?
Which I realized that no one heard if they just turned on the podcast, so...
I don't know what he's talking about. Is he back on heroin?
I just wanted to bring the show.
Is he back on heroin?
It looks like he is.
Just bringing the show to a screeching halt before it starts.
You have to notice clothing.
He fell off the wagon. Yeah, he's like, he's got his butt. If you're on heroin, you unbutton your shirts wrong. Is that what happens?
Is that what's going on?
I don't know, but.
I need help dressing
English
myself.
English guys and stuff.
My girlfriend's out of town.
Yeah. Does that get you all the, like, is she like, do you guys live together?
No, we don't.
No, okay. So.
I'm just making excuses.
I blew my headphones out.
He's back on heroin. I'm telling you, he's starting to make. That's what drug addicts do. They start making excuses.
Yeah, it's my girlfriend.
It's my girlfriend. She's all messed up. What happened? Well, she's been around for 3 weeks.
What? My girlfriend heroin.
Yeah,
it's my girlfriend.
Ah,
married to the needle.
Do they the heart out of the eye?
That's right.
Welcome to the show. A lot to talk about today. A lot has happened. In no particular order, we'll open the show with discussions on North Korea, South Korean war over. They walked, they shook hands, they hugged, and the first time ever a North Korean leader stepped onto South Korean land, and that seems to be an interesting story, to say the least, right? Because several months ago, if my memory serves me correctly,
it was the end of the
people
world.
People thought it was it, you know, why are we fucking with North Korea and anything, so... It's
nope.
Interesting. Either way, without getting it, I don't want to get into a point here where I'm like, "Hey, we said you." All I'm saying is, at least let's come to an agreement that this is a good thing.
Yeah. So I'm a liberal, right?
Right.
And here's my take: historic moment. Trump definitely deserves some credit for it, and
give him half a Nobel Peace Prize then.
Well, I don't know.
Can we go?
I want the one on the right.
as the president often says, Ciro, we'll see.
We'll see.
You know what? Here's the thing. I mean, that would be great for a guy like him. That would be a great, you know, then he'd have a real reason. He might actually be on the cover of Time instead
Who
of a
knew?
Fake cover.
See, but underestimating Elton John fans is really the bottom line of this, okay?
Right.
Kim Jong Dummy loves Rocket Man. Thought it was the coolest nickname in the world.
It's probably the best nickname he had ever gotten.
He goes, that guy likes me a lot.
It would be great if Donald J. Trump was the first person ever to insult his way into a Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
He's like the Don Rickles of the Nobel Peace Prize.
The leader of South Korea basically stated that he said it. He said Mr. Trump should win a Nobel Peace Prize. You know, which is interesting because... whatever, that's interesting. You know, when Obama won it, we actually went to war with...
I know, that was insane.
Wasn't that weird, though? I mean,
so, okay, I voted for Obama, and I was still like, what? Why are they giving him a Nobel Peace Prize? He hasn't even done anything.
That's the thing. Like, it was weird, wasn't it?
For
like,
winning the election? It was weird.
And not that the guy... Again, I wasn't like, well, okay. I was thinking, I'm thinking in the Olympics, at least an American won it. You know what I mean? I was happy that an American won it.
Yeah.
So I'm still with country. You know, I'm not going to be like, I hated the guy. He won something.
Right.
This could help. This could help our relations. I'm thinking positive, like the country, not my party.
Right.
I'm not thinking my party. I'm thinking the best.
Well, it's always better to have one less nuclear
the
power.
The greater
in the
good.
World.
Right. Right. One less fucking idiot. You know, the facts are that a lot of people say that the North Korea is running out of money, the sanctions that have been a buildup of these things, and then basically a buildup to the point of like, oh, my God, this guy's fucking crazier than me. you know, it resulted into a point where somebody said, we got no money left. What are we going to do? And they looked over North Korea and everything. They had the Olympics over there. When they went to the Olympics, they go, oh, my God, this is a beautiful place. And
it's uncanny.
Sarah, Dougie's German accent gets better every week.
No,
huh?
It's my Hitler. I figure we're talking about Hitler. So, you know what I mean? So whatever. So
that's
credit
Northwest
or not, it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing that, you know, we're at this stage of the game. I don't want to be an absolutist and people are like, hey, it's not done yet because I'm a dickhead and I just
want
to
judge. Yet.
Right. And that never is. But to be happy, right, because that's what people do.
Uh-huh.
But the people that
can't Politico admit, said it wasn't going to happen, so I'm not going to believe it until I see it.
Yeah, it has to be on Political first. Any rate. So,
wait, there is one thing that has been bothering
York
me
Post says,
between liberals and conservatives, which is that there seems to be some sort of weird definition about what it means to denuclearize. Have you
right.
heard this? This seems
yes.
to be like there's a debate over what
that
means.
I made a post on that at one point, and I said denuclearization means getting rid of all their nukes.
Right, but I think that the North defines denuclearization as the United States has to leave the Korean Peninsula because we are also a nuclear power. So that's kind of also
one of the things he said.
Yeah, they're playing word semantics and they're gonna lose.
But what that means is that if they're saying that, like, oh, well, yeah, we'll get rid of our bombs as soon as every single U.S. soldier leaves the Korean Peninsula. I'm like, well, there are how many hundreds of thousands of soldiers who are just permanently live there?
Yeah.
So if
lot.
That's the condition, that's going to be hard to meet.
Yeah, we'll see what that happens. And like any negotiation, you go, not going to happen. What's next on your list? Mm-hmm. And that's it. You know, he said that he wanted the United States to promise they weren't going to invade. You know, that's what he
right.
says. I want America to promise it. And then for the most part, what the fuck do we care? You know what I mean? We're not going to invade if they stand down. You know, I'm not going to punch some guy after he puts his fucking, you know, fist down and stuff. Okay, put your hands down. We're not going to fight and smack him in the face.
Look, if we're lucky, what this means is that what's his name? Kim Jong-un has decided to be like the Deng Xiaoping of Korea, of North Korea, right? Deng Xiaoping is the Chinese leader who decided, hey, let's go ahead and try capitalism.
Right.
And we'll liberalize the economy a little bit. And now he's like a hero in China. They look up to him.
Yeah, of course.
So,
right.
so they if you know, this is the beginning of like opening up of the North to the West.
Yeah.
It could be a huge
be a
part
real,
of his legacy.
And forgive me, by the way,
amazing.
For not being like, well, it's not going to happen. See, I'm not on that side. I'm the guy's thinking, look, this is a big thing. I don't care who gets credit for it. I'm just happy it's happening. You know, whether it's your guy, my guy, whatever, who gives a shit?
Next, Pakistan.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably a bigger problem than North Korea ever has been.
Kim prepared to cede nuclear weapons if U.S. pledges not to invade. North Korea will close nuclear test site in May. Right. That's it. There's no more of this shit. He even said it, and he was smiling. He goes, we are the same. Kim Jong-un was looking, you know, speaking Korean. I know a little Korean. But he was like, you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Kim Chi.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Hi-yo.
I'm so happy.
Kim Chi sauce.
Yeah. Ni sabonim pamayin. Any rate, so... So
I'm getting turned on.
Yeah, I got myself a boner. I don't watch porn anymore.
Happy
I just talk
ending.
Korean to myself. All right. So he basically said, he goes, we're brothers. We're people. We should be, you know, you should not. He said to the South Koreans, you should not fear that I'm going to try to blow you up. That's not something you should be fearful of me. You know, I'm a nice guy. I walked in your garden without tripping over anything.
I'm a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. But I think that it could be that.
Nice guy Kim, that's what
this
they call me.
This guy's broke, man. This guy's broke.
Talking about snake oil salesman.
He can't kill anybody anymore. He's done killing people. He's probably saying, oh, this is not good.
You got to wonder how long they can really hold the line over there. Although they have done it for 70 years.
And you know what? Let's give some credit to Rodman. You know, because maybe Rodman gave him a little
Ambassador Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, maybe he said, look, bro, you know, got to fucking lighten up. You know, you got to lighten up. You're a little high strung.
You know who's not so comforted with these latest developments?
Oh.
Otto Warmbier's parents.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, couldn't he have done this a couple years ago?
A little late on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that poor guy.
I feel bad for that guy still.
Yeah, we're going to send him back to you.
That was still the most disturbing story.
That was a
I'm
that
sure
poor
there's
dude.
More Otto Warmbiers in there, too.
Anyway.
That's a problem.
There's a bunch of them. So, good. So, you know what? To me, it's a positive thing. The big story, of course, is the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And a comedian closed the show, and some people said were tasteless or distasteful jokes. I got to admit, I watched part of it. I didn't see all of it.
I watched a little bit, not much.
So, you know.
I watched it 45 times.
Zero hate watched it a 100 times.
So then you're gonna be a good. Here's the thing. Everybody knows you're a Trump guy and everything. So I want you to try to push that part of Ciro out.
Right.
And we're gonna talk about her set. You know what I mean? I've seen parts of it. You know what I mean? I didn't see the Southwest joke. I didn't see that joke, the Southwest Airlines joke. But
I was fine with everything. I was fine all the way up until she started making fun of my news source.
Yeah.
When she said CNN broke the news, I was offended beyond. I was mortified. Listen to me. If you don't believe CNN's every word every day.
All right. Sarcasm. You have, okay. I was trying to ask you to be.
I always think of Ciro more as a Zero Hedge kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, I still listen to Max Headroom. RT. So I don't really want to talk about
Max
who.
Headroom. Remember that character from the 80s?
Hell yeah, he's good.
All right, so
he was predictive.
All right, so you've seen part of it.
I saw part of it. I saw the Sarah Sanders part.
Yeah. Like,
ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
It was a dig. You know.
Boo.
As a Republican, I didn't see that as like over the line. Yeah,
everyone needs to lighten up.
You know what I mean? You had a roast. Isn't this considered a roast, basically? Every time I've ever seen something in the White House Correspondents' Dinner, they're always making fun of people. I mean, there was one time there when Trump was there, when he wasn't in politics.
Reason why he's president today.
That is true, actually. That's hilarious. This is one where Ciro and I agree. Yeah. Donald Trump looked out. Obama was making jokes about him.
I mean,
during the White House.
I was talking about. I think it was the one I'm talking about was when the other guy from Saturday Night Live with the late night show after Jimmy Fallon.
After Trump was already president.
Seth Meyer was hosting it. He was ripping him one time.
Last year.
Was that last year?
That was last year after he was already president. But Ciro and I are talking about right before Trump ran for president.
I remember Obama was a comic. He was open micing.
And he was like, "You'll never be president." Was one of the punchlines.
Oh yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that I feel like Obama probably lived to regret that.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's like should not have written that joke.
Yeah, you got to be careful with some of that stuff. You know. Yeah. Listen, a fellow comic made a post about it. Female comic. I won't mention her name. Well, it's on there on Facebook. Teresa Crisp remarked that she didn't like it and she was distasteful, and she suggested any of her friends that don't agree with her can delete her as a friend. Now,
what?
I don't. Hey, listen. And
what's wrong with people?
That is 2018, and that is a new Mayan threat. Don't even.
Yeah, Ciro, right? what do you think about this stuff?
Listen, don't do that. Don't say if you don't like this, delete. Listen, it's almost like we've become this freedom of speech thing has gotten so crazy that. It's like the first time you get to drive the car. You know, you're reckless. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. It's almost like this freedom of speech thing has been so overblown that everybody's losing it with it. Like, oh wait a minute, I don't want to lose my I want to say whatever
everything
the fuck I can
is
say.
Crumbling you in know, front of you, itself.
You think we'd be comfortable with freedom of speech at this point in our history?
Well, because we did it because we had the freedom to do it. Now it's on
Facebook.
Yeah, now it's become like, oh, well, wait a minute, you got to express your freedom of speech. Wait a minute, I don't have much to say. No, you better say something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like people are being
every
pushed.
Little thing.
Yeah, like speak up. You got to be heard. It doesn't matter.
I just think it's weird.
I don't have that problem when I'm on stage.
Yeah, you're very free with your speech, Ciro. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. I
tone it down, but
right. I don't really get it. I mean, I just think how is it? Here's the thing that bothers me is that people feel like they have the right not to be offended, and I'm talking about both sides on the left and the right.
People, we're talking about people.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I am of the belief the reason why Trump was elected was because people were tired of hearing about other people's feelings. You know
yes,
what I mean?
That's right.
Right. I don't.
And now the right, their feelings are hurt.
Like it's everybody.
This is going to backfire.
This started when people started like, we need to feel more for this people, or this group of folks. And, oh, I feel bad for this. And we have to cater, you know, as opposed to just say hey, that fucking person had a thicker skin. We wouldn't have to fucking expect 1,000 other fucking people in this person's universe to not say the wrong thing to this little prick because it's this little prick's got a fucking sensitive attitude. You hear what I'm saying?
It's all about parental techniques. Somewhere along the line, America decided to coddle people. And when you start coddling people.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
People that think they deserve something.
I've seen the writing. Cry,
bitch.
I've seen the writing. You have to know. You have to cry. You have to stub your toe. You have to fuck up. Otherwise, you don't know what it's like to achieve. And if somebody keeps saying, oh, and here's the problem. There's a lot of growing up stage where parents were like, oh, well, you know what? Don't worry. It isn't you, son. It's the government, or it's the police, or it's racism, or it's the white supreme, or it's the elites, you know what I mean? Whatever the fucking argument is.
Institutionalized racism and systemic
whatever
abuse
the fucking,
of children.
Know? Yeah. Or even like you just, our family's cursed. You know, I've met people that actually believe that shit.
I'm a Virgo, so there you go.
You know, they believe that, oh, you know, nobody in my family ever succeeded. Like, I grew up with brothers who basically fucked up. Three older brothers that fucked up one after another.
Hmm.
So it was almost easy for me to go, well, fuck, I'm next. You know what I mean? But I was like, I was, fuck this. This
you were the black
happen.
Sheep. You were successful.
I was the one that, I'm fighting through that, you know, wall of, you know, and that's the thing. People don't have that encouragement.
Trump.
If you have too many excuses for failing. Right. If you have too many, you know, what's fine, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like in comedy.
Succeed.
If somebody walks off stage and they go,
the crowd
sucks. What'd you think, man? What'd you think? I'm you know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Right.
You know, if you want, if you want to ask me, you don't, you know, oh, you know, you did great, buddy. You know, in a sense, I like saying that because if I know it's the second or third time someone's been on stage, I'm like, he did great because what are you expected to do?
Yeah, you're not asking for help. You're asking for just like reassurance.
Yeah.
Well, instead of saying, "Hey, well, what about this one joke?" Then you're actually asking for constructive criticism.
Right.
That's different. But look, you're talking about how this Trump got elected because everyone's so worried about their feelings, and I think it's true. Trump was elected as the first insult comic president. He's the first guy who was basically he's coming up with insulting nicknames for everyone.
Yeah.
He's tweeting out insults constantly about people's facelifts. And
they're like obvious nicknames. They don't have to be read deeply into something. Like there's some kind of coded thing.
So it's like it's what's good for the goose. You know, it's like
right.
Michelle Wolf should be able to say whatever the fuck she wants. And even more, actually, because she's attacking the people in power. This is America.
Right.
We should always attack our leaders.
Yeah, make them
question authority.
I don't care.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. I like
especially Trump.
When I heard when I heard the one with Sanders, when I was listening to those jokes, I'm like, okay, you know, funny or not, okay, I would have tried to. I don't know. I didn't think it was that funny. I mean,
I didn't think she's like super funny or anything. My favorite is Norm Macdonald. My favorite. White House Correspondents'
right.
Dinner when he did that with Clinton. That was great.
You know, but there's a thing though, in that I guess there's that and because people are saying there's that much hate. And then, of course, there's people say, well, he's the one who caused the hate.
Yeah.
You know?
Him.
Yeah, he's the one who caused the hate. And here's the thing. That's like a child. When you think about that type of reasoning and rationale, it does become childish in the sense that, well, guess what? The only reason why I stole the candy from the store was because Billy, my friend, stole candy from the store. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I'm acting like an asshole, the only reason I'm being aggressive, the only reason I'm being hateful, the only reason I'm being disrespectful is because, well, that person's doing it, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's whataboutism.
If you're on a higher moral ground, then that is not the way it goes. If you're somebody who's been blessed with wisdom and patience and all the hierarchy of high humanity, you know, to reaching the zenith of our lives. Well, then I guess this is what happens when somebody really fucks with you and you get angry. Those folks that have reached that level of you know, how do you say it? Knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and whatever.
Enlightenment.
You would think
they would say, okay, that's it.
Not
you got the last
Buddha,
word.
Not many Buddhas on the journey.
Well,
so what you're saying is Teresa's wrong.
What?
No,
the reaction of some people is wrong. But equating something.
You're saying Michelle Wolf is right.
You're right.
Here's something I don't like about this whole argument. They keep on throwing back this grab 'em by the pussy comment that Trump made one time on a secret tape to a private guy on a bus, what no one was supposed to hear. Now they think that now that you heard it, that's what you were supposed to hear. He never wanted you to hear that. He never wanted you to say it 55,000 times on TV after you heard it.
So forget about there. I agree with that one. That was taken out. You could What he's saying is
she did a joke like that and said he said it first.
My point
is a whataboutism bullshit.
Wait a minute. No, but wait. She should be able to make that joke. He's famous for the phrase now.
No. She could tell any joke she wants. That's not a question. The point is, though, 99. What he's saying is 99.9% of us, if we're that important where somebody had us mic'd at some point, you know, we're going to say something that would be something we would not want to have reach the airways.
Right. But if they were then elected as leader of the free world and a comedian made fun of us, I wouldn't feel bad about it.
I'm not feeling bad about it. I'm not siding with him with a feeling of the bad. What he's saying, though, is whatever. It doesn't matter. The impression of the handicapped guy. Okay. You know, I look at that. It's silly. It's stupid. I can understand why by handicap it's offensive. Right. But when I look at the silliness and the simplicity of Trump, I just see somebody who's imitating somebody he spoke to. If the guy would have been strong and buff, he would have went like this. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? It's like an insensitivity in the sense that
he's very
I mean?
Insensitive. Did you see what he said about the Special Olympics? He said oh, it's kind of hard to watch that.
Well, is that wrong?
I laughed. But I mean, I felt bad that I laughed.
But I'm a bad person. Here's my point.
For laughing.
If I know, and the reason I want to try to get along with everybody is because if I know someone that I shouldn't be surprised by them. Like, in other words, if I know somebody's an overachiever, like a big person, like if I have a conversation with that person, I'm not going to sit and have a conversation with a person like that and tell them about, oh, my woe was my day. You know, I'm not going to go up to that person and go, you know what? I'm really upset because my kid didn't make it into choir class. You know, I'm not going to have that conversation with somebody like that because I know better. You know, because I know that person right away is going to be like, or it's going to be discordant to them. You know, so I have to understand where I come from, right? I have to know what kind of conversation I'm going to enter with that kind of person. And so my point is, you know, like, I get it. You know, like, we understand. It's the way people fucking are. But my point is, you don't bring something up fucking 2 years ago.
What do you mean?
If you watch, by the way, his presentation in Ohio, wherever he was,
Michigan,
when he was talking about the caravan, you know, that's another thing. The caravan is in Tijuana, right there on the San Diego border, and he was like, "It's disgusting," and he was saying shit then that was insensitive.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Now listen, again with people, on Facebook, I posted, you know, let's hear it for those people who are going through the illegal channels and spending the money and doing it the right way to become citizens of this country. Let's hear about those folks first. And then, basically what this is saying is forget doing all that. Go ahead and do it the illegal way if you want. Somebody posted on Facebook, I posted that comment, and they posted, well, you know, they're all coming here legally. That is such a bullshit statement. It takes months to get citizenship. You can't be walking from Honduras from a month ago and have all your shit in order.
We have a terrible immigration policy. It should be way easier to get in.
They applied
to our country
for a caravan permit.
It takes forever.
Caravan permit.
Yeah. It's all legal.
Well, you know,
it's all legal.
I'm
some guy Jesus signed it in the back of a fucking pickup truck when they got on the fucking boat.
I'm probably on the other side of this
Jesus
issue from you guys.
Coyote.
I just tend to think we should just have like open borders. I don't even understand what borders are for.
Well, yeah, you can't. Why, unfortunately, yeah. You can't. And that's the way the world
like,
is.
It's like, hey, if we have like the jobs are here, let people come here and have those jobs. We should all compete for them equally.
Yeah, Is there any country out there right now that has an open border?
Nope.
Australia has a pretty open immigration policy.
Well, they're a fucking island, dude. It's not like
we're an island, too, kind of.
Well, not really.
Yeah, I guess we're.
You know, I mean, Australia has an easy. I mean, you can imagine their immigration issues are going
to
be a little
different.
You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, they're going to.
Yeah, but most people come. More people come and overstay their visas than come over the border illegally.
Right, and that's why all these other immigration laws come into fact. Like, you know, you're sponsoring and then a chain thing, whatever the fuck it was. All right.
Well, can I ask you a question? If we stop all the ones that don't do that visa thing. Like, we stop all the other ones? Isn't that a good start? Is that a good start or a bad start?
I think we should have a general amnesty for everyone.
I mean, where are we going to start?
I think we should just stop stopping people at the border. I don't know.
Right, of course.
And then, you know what? That's fine, but let me tell you what has to come with that, because everything's checks and balances.
Uh-huh.
If you have an open border, then you have to get completely rid of any social welfare and credit and healthcare in the system.
How about
this?
It's state by state, right?
No. Then you're not going to make degrees now, because now, based on that assumption, the states have to have borders.
Yeah, I think so.
If you're going to, each state has a border, the rules got to border those people that keep. So you understand why that the philosophy. That's why I'm trying to tell you. If you want open borders, what you have to also have with it is no social welfare. That's the only way that you can have a complete open border system. Everybody fend for yourself. We'll get fire. We'll get police people. No, well, you know, they have to have some order for protection.
We'd have a lot bigger. We'd have a bigger tax base, so we could afford more services.
If you think so, that would might be interesting. But I'm just telling you that no social welfare, because if there's no way to track citizens, you can't track a number. You can't equate to an equation that pays out a legacy of any type of benefit. You understand?
Well, to be honest, we're so deep in debt right now that I'm not even sure our system is sustainable as
it is. Well, listen, for those who actually paid into the system, their money's going to be there. That's the problem.
I've paid some into the system.
All right. Well, you know.
We're going to change the border enforcement from ICE to melt. Right?
But that's it, and who knows? Like, would I care if I didn't? I'm not waiting on my Social Security. You know, I pay $1,000 to $1,100 a month for my wife and I health care. You know what I mean? I have money put away for my own retirement.
I pay zero because I can't afford Obamacare.
All right. Well, there you go.
So I'm not so
you
happy.
You pay penalties because of that? You got to pay a penalty because you don't have it?
No, because you just say.
You know who did that?
On your tax return, you just say it's not affordable. Actually, I don't have to.
You know what happens? You don't make money. The problem, the situation is if you owe money on taxes, I got
to
remember how
you have to have a W-2. I don't make my money that way.
So
I make it through 1099.
So it's a number that never that goes to the next year, but goes away anyway.
Yeah,
it rolls
right
off the edge of the counter, as they say in accounting.
But who took away that penalty that if you didn't have insurance? Who did that? I was wondering.
It was built into the original law.
Yeah. Hmm. Sure.
Although the Republicans did just make it even easier to not pay the penalty. So.
Yeah, you got to
good on them for that.
That's one of the things that made it.
Get on them for what? For
Mitch
not
McConnell.
Making me pay for not having insurance? What are you, crazy? That's the best thing about the tax plan in the world is that we do not have to pay a penalty.
I would like to actually have health insurance.
Get a better job.
Hey, let's try to keep our viewers before you fucking assholes screw up our ratings. All right, listen. Hold on a second. Now, one of the things.
Do you have health insurance?
Trump didn't
go. No, and I don't want it.
Trump didn't go. Okay. He smokes cigarettes and drinks Coke all day. Do you think he gives a shit? Listen, Trump didn't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, right? Some people call him a coward. Some people say, I personally think it's a good move because, you know, it's like.
He said fuck you to the Washington journalist.
He doesn't
group
like
a long
these
time
people.
Yeah.
Why? He's a coward. He's a coward. Yeah, I'm going to go hang around a bunch of people I don't like and they know I don't like and we don't like each other. I'm going to go hang out and hear what they have to say and make
fun
of me.
On the one special day where we're going to make fun of him, the one day of the year that they make fun of him.
I have two thoughts about this. One is that it's like, Trump should be there because he should have to listen to the press like challenge him. But on the other hand, I think that we have too close a relationship between the elites in the press and the elites in politics sometimes. You know, like why are these people all go to the same social clubs? Maybe we should have more of a division between them.
By the way, Santo Curatalo, he's a big man. How about mandatory learning the language? Who else?
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Dean Gassert says, I'm offended that the snowflakes are offended. See, that's the thing. Let's get away from snowflakes and all these conservative Nazis. Right. I think the snowflakes and Nazis, that's
change
the way it
goes. Terms. Hailstones.
Yeah. Let's call us the bumpers and the weavers. Anyway.
Hailstones and the Hathors. Let's do it.
I think it's a good move, you know, because here's the good thing about it. Now, the big picture with the comic is. And again, I would never take that gig, no matter how famous, God willing, I could ever become.
Oh, dude, that would be a great gig.
Oh, you know what I mean? I just...
It's a lot of headache, but then after that, you're famous. Way more famouser. Her name is in lights forever now.
Yeah.
Michelle Wolf.
Yeah.
Remember that name?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Michael Wolf, the other guy that wrote the book.
Rare rich man.
Oh, yeah, what happened to that guy? Yeah.
Rich man right now. Yeah. On an island somewhere.
Yeah,
probably.
Well, he better be on an island. No one will reach him. Because he's a lot.
You don't
of
like that guy?
It's called Guantanamo.
This guy's always been
Guantanamo Bay.
This guy's always been like he used to go after people in finance, and you know he always attack people. And the more I've delved into this guy, he's a guy that like doesn't mind loose facts. He's really like a curmudgeon. Like he just likes fucking with people. You know, he's a little bit of a prick. You know, so
I like my journalists to be pricks.
People. Yeah, well, good. But here's the thing. I like.
It turns out politicians are pricks too.
I like my proctologist to have small hands. Okay, right. But at the same time, if I have a basketball team, I want those guys to have big hands, right? You know.
But so, it's an adversarial system, right? You want people holding everyone to account. If you're the president, people should be calling you on your shit
constantly.
There's
a reason why there's the press. There's a reason why we have all these things in place, because this is what our country's been based
on.
Right,
so it's good.
These foundations, not like you fucking hoople-headed millennials are going to say, oh, we know what's better and no guns. Go fuck yourself. You people need to learn
how
to tie a shoe
first. Get rid of the guns.
All right, just
well,
fucking
I disagree
relax.
With that, Cyril.
You want to get rid of the borders? Here's the thing. You want to get rid of borders? Welcome to reality. You get rid of borders and no one's getting Social Security. No one's getting health care. No one's getting anything. There's a store.
And everyone's getting guns, though.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck yeah. You kidding me? If you're going to let these people in, it better be guns.
I don't know.
You have to have guns at that point.
I just think we should let capitalism sort it out.
All right. Listen, without let's carry on with this program, by the way. Of course, the last thing we're going to talk about on the opening of the show is... Bill Cosby found guilty, finally.
Come on,
and going to jail for the rest of his life, or will he?
Some people have been saying that the fix is in.
It's completely fixed.
Oh, Sarah's one of them.
He's a black man.
Wait, Sarah, do you...
In America that achieved richness.
Dougie, Sarah's a conspiracy theorist. I forgot. So you think it was the Illuminati?
I think the big conspiracy...
No, I think people that give Quaaludes to girls should be in jail forever, but
All right. Now, listen, here's my opinion of that, okay? I think all men are mortally are sin, especially anybody famous. Once you reach a certain level of that, you have that one... There's some dark vein that pops out. In this case, it popped out when they took Quaaludes.
Wait, but, so if you're famous, you're automatically going to do something
what
evil?
What I'm saying is, not
clever.
Evil, not evil.
He was clever.
No, when you reach this level of attention and this Pandora's box type thing, you've reached this. You know, there's sometimes it's not unheard of for somebody to have like for every action, there's a reaction. For every incredible thing you bring in, there's got to be some darkness that bleeds out. You know, and that could be in work you do. That could be any number of things. But everybody has a dark secret. Everybody has that little thing, especially the crazier, the more big you get. Who was the guy, Ronnie? Who's Spector? Remember that fucking record producer guy?
Phil Spector.
Remember that fucking clown?
Sure.
All right. So listen.
Shot that lady,
it's
probably.
It's not unheard of. So it's not easy. It's easy.
Robert
to,
Evans.
It's easy to find people that have. The conspiracy, by the way, I understand the biggest one I've ever heard was that Bill Cosby was wanting to buy NBC. And this is what kept them from buying NBC.
Yeah, so like Chris Priester and other people I've seen posting this week have said, like Eddie Griffin or whatever have said that it's a big conspiracy against, like, they're taking down a black man. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't.
What was the?
I don't buy it.
Yeah,
so
they got 50 women to corroborate.
Right. I saw last week at the Improv, Aries Spears was there, and he said, man, you know, I didn't believe it for the first 52, but when it got to like 73, I was like,
yeah. I mean, after a while, like, how many people can you? That's the thing about a conspiracy.
That just died? The black comedian.
I don't remember his name now.
Really great.
Who?
I don't know.
Anyway,
why I bring it up anyway, but he was doing that conspiracy too. How, you know, you bring the black man to a point of richness and fame and everything, and then they want to defame him before they leave, you know, the earth.
Well, you know, no one said that when Joe Paterno fucking died.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like, we got the white man conspiracy. There's no conspiracy. That shit happened. The bottom line, he's a pervert.
No conspiracies.
You know, he fucking did it, and that's it. I mean, you know. People are talking about, look, we didn't get OJ, it was free. And, you know.
It is similar to the OJ phenomenon, if you think
right?
about it. It is, yeah.
Innocent.
It isn't?
OJ's innocent, zero says.
I don't know. Well.
Wasn't even in California that night.
He wasn't?
No. He was. See, they.
I lost the ability to tell when Sarah's being sarcastic. I just realized that.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure. Some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world to make fun of them.
Yeah.
And we could stop talking about the opening part of the show.
A lot of heat, a lot of podcast
heat. Well, it's good, you know. I mean, it's good bait. And, yeah. But then every once in a while you realize, all right, enough's enough. Saudi Arabia apologizes after images of indecent, scantily clad female wrestlers.
Finally,
we're broadcast on the big screen during a WWE live show.
Oh.
And Jeddah, despite them being banned from the event. I saw this. WWE had a big event that was there in Saudi Arabia, in the Arab Emirates. Big thing. And they said, no, no, you know, I'm not going to do an Arab guy. No women wrestlers.
You know, into the Arab guy?
What, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, wait, now all of a sudden you have scruples about accents?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. It's very racist.
Hank Azaria not wanting to do a poo anymore.
I'm not going to do racist shit like that.
Yeah, what did you think? Well, I don't know if you're going to go in that direction. But.
That's interesting. I didn't even get to that story. But
leave a poo alone.
Yeah. Well, fuck it. We were there. So the guy... Habu, right? What's his name?
Hank Azaria.
That's the actor who does the voice.
Nahasapima Petalon.
All of a sudden now he's politically incorrect character.
Yeah, which, right? All right, I don't know. Hank Azaria said he's going to step down if they want him to.
Yeah. Well, he does like five other voices on that thing.
Oh, so. He'll be fine. Yeah. He's super rich forever.
Yeah.
But what did you think?
By the way,
Zero?
The Simpsons just surpassed...
I just don't think it makes sense. It's a cartoon. It's not a real person. You're just...
They never made the character. They made the character very three-dimensional. He had lots of different.
Right. He wasn't stereotypical.
No.
You know.
And they like looked at his religion and different things about his life at different points.
Just somebody fucking barking and complaining because they're supposedly offended.
And here's the thing: the guy who made
it's
this
because
this,
he was white, not.
It is. It's the whitewashing thing, which
that's
is
just come on. I mean, that's not the
it's
same
acting,
old Hollywood,
right? Can't you play someone of a different race just by acting?
It's
what's
acting,
wrong with blackface? That's what I'm saying, Sierra.
You're playing a how do I say this? A cartoon character.
The thing that I didn't like. So two things. One is that the guy who came up with this, the reason why this is a thing now is this. He's a comedian. He's an Indian American comedian, and he made a documentary. So a comedian, I'm like, wow, that guy must be really fucking funny. He's making documentaries and getting comedy actors canceled.
Right.
Like, that's great.
Making friends.
Yeah, what the hell? And then so they show this clip from his movie where he's asking the other Indian American, like, comics and actors if they'd ever been teased using the Apu voice.
Right.
And I'm like, therefore we can't have Apu anymore? Like, people get teased for everything, no matter what your ethnic background is, all the
time. People will get teased on anything that is really
And how many do you think is spot on with that accent? Like, they're really, you got a poo. That's a poo. He just pooed me.
he hit it.
They're doing the stereotypical Indian thing.
Yeah. All right. Getting back to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia apologized after images of indecent, scantily clad female wrestlers were broadcast.
One night in China.
Now, officials have apologized after images of scantily clad women appeared on big screens during the World Wrestling event, and many young Saudi Arabian boys got their first time boner.
Oof.
That allowed women and children in that for the first time. Like it was a promotion in between the matches, and these women dressed in little tops and shit. Oh, can you imagine? You know,
I taped it. I know.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia. You know, they don't like that shit. You get arrested for kissing on the beach.
You're not really allowed to. Yeah.
Right. You're not allowed to show social affection.
You have to wear the thing.
Yeah, the women have to cover all this shit. Right.
Sure.
So meanwhile,
and the men get arrested for kissing on the beach.
Yeah, each other. I can't bring my woman.
Who are you going to kiss? The women are all under that burlap sack.
Saudi General Sports Authority released I thought they went out of business.
Sports Authority.
Oh, the Saudi General.
Oh, it's the General Sports Authority. Yeah. It's not the actual.
Yeah, not the Sports Authority.
It's an authoritarian regime about sports.
We like the word authority. released a statement on Saturday, a day after the promotion ad featuring female wrestlers aired at the World Wrestling Entertainment Company's Greatest Royal Rumble in Jeddah.
Well, that's all they need, another scandal in the WWE.
And 14-year-old boys across Saudi
look
Arabia
at that,
got
like
their first boner.
Oh, yeah, look at that girl. I mean, I wouldn't mind going to check that out.
I like athletic chicks. I like a girl with some
like
nice tone.
Really,
yeah.
There's some
I enjoy
that. Chicks in the WWE.
Yeah, they're, I mean, that's a little overly. You know, you got to be careful. These women that are the workout chicks,
right?
I
like a big clit too.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
that thing looks
deep voice, huge balls. I mean, I enjoy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You may have the wrong
huge
woman
cock
there.
Too.
Yeah. These muscle bound women. Their hormones are taken. Their clit grows like a penis.
Yeah,
a little bit like that.
I kind of dig the big clit.
Really?
Yeah, because you can find it. You know?
Yeah, well,
I'm not looking for it.
Could you find it?
At least I'll find the clit. You know,
I
may not
really
find the G spot.
These days, you can't find the little.
Can I find it? It's in my ass right now.
No, I lost it.
No one's going by the little man in the canoe thing anymore. Yeah. That's just out the window.
No, it's a tall giant in a canoe.
Come on, get it straight.
It's Jack Pumpkinhead. In
woman shocks 64-year-old man with a stun gun at McDonald's.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, we don't know. Like, you first read the story, you don't know if it's just some lady. Fuck, you know. But you think it's the guy was messing with her?
I said, no nuts on my Sunday, bitch.
I think she was trying to deep fry her fries again.
A woman allegedly zapped a 64-year-old man, one of the patron at McDonald's, with a stun gun while he was eating at the restaurant with friends. Imagine that. He's eating his big... goes flying. New York Police Department said. According to authorities, the incident happened last Sunday, night near Times Square, when the man and his group of friends began talking to the woman. It's not immediately clear what the group was discussing, but it probably had something to do with that ass.
Mm-hmm.
But soon after, the unknown woman left the fast food chain and then returned with a stun gun and zapped the man's arm. And then the woman fled.
Hmm.
So.
Huh.
So wait, that's it? That's not enough.
They're still searching for her.
We don't know why. She just.
Well, the fact that the guys didn't say anything tell me that they're probably fucking with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, hey, baby, what's up? You know, and then, oh, I got something for you. And now, listen, you go to the car to get something. You can never claim self-defense.
What do you mean?
If she's in the restaurant,
I'll be right
and leaves
back.
And comes back with a weapon.
Yeah. I got to get something out of my trunk.
That's premeditation.
Right.
That's called assault and battery at that point.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So that's why you got to carry the stun gun in your purse, ladies.
Yeah, ladies. Mm-hmm. Or guys, have one that you could have your buddy have one in case you
or
get...
Or have one of those like wrist holders where it's just sitting right there. You just...
Like a hidden thing?
Just take it.
Yeah, there
like
you go.
Like a web slinger.
Right.
Just take it right.
I think Ciro's on heroin.
Ciro's.
I think Ciro started doing heroin, actually. Over your ask. Yeah. She's in trouble. That's assault. That's, you know, that's, that could be, yeah, fuck. The guy can have a heart attack. It could be attempted murder.
Yeah, those things are dangerous, huh?
Yeah.
People think like they're, hey, it's just gives you a little shock there, but you could stop your heart.
I saw there was a video on Facebook. I saw last week some guy, was a big white guy, bald guy, and he was at some sort of event, and the cops were telling the guy to leave. He was like, fuck, you know, I was like, yeah, whatever. And the guy hit him with one of those with the prong ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, and he's like irritated about it. And then they tried to, the big black cop tried to grab this white guy. He looked like Santo. Mm-hmm. And he tried to put his billy club around his neck. And the guy was fighting him off. And this other cop came from behind and hit him with a real one. Mm-hmm. Locked him up. And he fell like, you know, like an ironing board to the floor.
So, wait, there's the different chance. Kinds?
Yeah. Sometimes it depends on where you hit the person with them. And, yeah, it couldn't.
That's scary. You hit a guy with a stun gun and he just keeps coming.
Well, listen, that's why
certain
when there's certain police shootings and people say, why don't they just shoot him in the leg? Why don't they just hit him with the fucking, yeah, why don't you stand here and risk your life with that fucking opinion?
Well, I'm not a police officer, so I haven't sworn to protect the citizenry. So it's a different story, isn't it?
Well, I'm telling the people that are smart-mouthing, trying to give advice to a cop.
Well,
maybe,
I think
you should have shot him in the leg.
Well, I think they definitely the cops should definitely do their best to not kill the citizens,
yeah, you know
even
what?
If it endangers their own lives.
Listen, I believe that too. But if somebody's in the middle of doing something fucking wrong, and so they're in the middle of doing something wrong, and something bad's happening, and they get shot in the process, they made the decision first. Georgia, you got to love this story, by the way. Georgia doctor allegedly threatened to slit employees' throats, cut workers' heads off, and roll it down the hallway.
Whoa.
I guess
Gordon Ramsay of medical profession here.
I guess it's not going to be a Christmas party this year.
Right.
A doctor in Georgia has been charged with making terroristic threats after she allegedly threatened to slit her employees' throats.
Goddamn right.
Marianne,
shit down their neck.
Marianne,
I said alphabetical order with these files, you bitches.
Antoinette Peterson, family practice doctor who's worked in the Valdosta area for about 30 years.
Valdosta, Georgia.
Allegedly shouted a slew of threats at her employees. Authorities reported responded to the Patterson South Georgia practice on February 21st after reports of a disturbance.
Something
that's great.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll rip your head off and then I'll sew it back on.
She allegedly even told one worker she was going to cut her head off and roll it down the hallway. Doc, I think you should stop watching Game of Thrones.
Now, wait a minute. Terroristic threats? Is that the crime?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It's not like she's attempting to, like, overthrow the government.
No, no. She's cutting somebody's head off is a terroristic.
That's, but that's not terrorism.
Yeah, it is.
Terrorism is to...
your fucking head cut off? It's terrible.
Terrorism. It's terrible. Okay, Dougie.
It's definitely terrible.
It's terrific. No. Yeah. But it's not terrorism because terrorism is to achieve a particular political end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not... There's no political... How is it a terrorist threat?
Maybe
it's just a threat. It's a regular threat.
Maybe she's trying to terrorize any people from going ever go to Sanford Brown Medical School. You know, don't
be
a doctor's assistant.
Why she said that she was going to do it?
No.
Maybe.
Oh, she just said she lost
Trump supporters, and she's not. That's a political. And...
Oh, you think that she's not a Trump supporter? I think she probably is.
She did go on and say that she was having some bad things happen in her life, and she was, you know, lost it. She basically lost it.
She saw Michelle Wolf's set.
Yeah. She got all backed up over it. So, yeah, I mean, people can flip out, right? I mean, that happens. You know what I mean?
I've never seen it.
I've been around, especially in the financial business, financial planning business. I've seen
you guys are always jumping off the top
of the
Wall Street building.
Listen, I tell you what, man. I had a guy I used to work with that I know he was a little weird. Like, he wasn't that he would omit things. Not fully disclose things.
What kind of things, Dougie?
Like important things. That's what omission is. Like if you leave out a real important aspect of some investment plan.
Oh, of investment.
You know, like you omit the fact that you have to leave the money there for 5 years.
Oh,
you know, you don't tell them there's a penalty if you walk away.
You omit a couple zeros at the end.
Yeah, it's omit. You're leaving out some of the truth.
He was crazy, or he?
No, Listen, I always said, like, in any business, some of the times the people on the top. Of any business, the top salespeople, this and that, they're fucking crooked. There's one or two of those top people that are cheating the system somehow.
That's how I know Trump is crooked.
Well, he's never on the top. Remember, he was a failure. Remember, he had
bankruptcies
and all kinds of things.
He was the worst university ever made.
Yeah.
Remember?
He was at the bottom of the list, dude.
If you ask him, he says number one.
Well, listen, I'm not asking him. anyway. But most people were like that. You know what I mean? So this guy, listen, this guy... It got to the point where the feds came to the office.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want that.
Yeah. So, like the next day.
The deep state strikes again.
Yeah, the next day.
Was it Comey?
Yeah.
The next day, the guy is like, you know, I'm talking to him. He's like, yo, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm like, go to Mexico, dude. I don't know what to tell you, man. You better hide your money, bitch. Anyway.
Argentina.
Yeah. Clinton nonprofit won't let donors cancel a $10.48 monthly charge. Or contribution to the campaign.
Hmm.
That ten bucks is for life, bitch.
What they're soaking them for $10 a month?
Well, this guy, I guess it's like a contribution amount.
It's like a recurring balance transfer or something.
Clinton nonprofit won't let donor cancel $10.48 monthly contribution. You're stuck. That's it.
It's either that or human centipede.
A Seattle man who recently sought to end his monthly donation to Hillary Clinton's nonprofit group ran into a small roadblock. There was no way to cancel his contribution. According to a report, Corey Koshelnik, 29, wanted to stop his $10.48 for reoccurring going forward together, recurring tithe to onward together.
Tithe.
Oh, tithe, sorry. Tithe. Yeah, I need glasses. My wife asked me today, should I go to... I've never went to an eye doctor. Okay, where am I at now? See? The Onward Together program, a political organization Clinton formed after 2016 election defeat.
Oh.
Because
why does she still need money?
Ugh.
Come on, Hillary.
She's got to go away.
Pack it in.
Because
wait a minute. I love her.
All right. Ciro's.
Yeah.
Ciro, you got to get off the smack, man. Come to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting with me.
Because the group disclosed little information on how it spent the money, he told Seattle Times Onward Together, OT, accepts payment information but provides no ability to alter cancellation donations. Once the additional donation is received, Koshelnik wrote in his complaint to Washington State Attorney, political blah, 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 blah. Seattle man recently, blah, blah, blah. Okay, hold on. Hmm. Oh, that's interesting. The story collapsed right in the middle of it. Thank you. I'm sitting here reading it. The fucking
story
collapsed.
Story collapsed, but she still gets her $10.48 every month.
She still gets that money.
The tithe.
The tithe.
Politicians collecting money after they lose. What the hell is that for?
And you know what? They're very aggressive, too, when they ask for it.
It's all about campaign slogans. I'm with her. You're damn right. Forever. You are tied.
I'm sure it's just a clerical glitch. I'm sure Hillary will refund the money.
According to the Seattle PI, one such email sent to potential Clinton backer 11 months after 2016 election reads, Heather, it's an old joke by now that I took a few long walks in the woods after election day, but I did, and I came out ready to fight for our vision of a fairer, more inclusive country by supporting the incredible groups and leaders who are encouraging people to organize and run for office.
It's funny that at this point you're like, are we really need political change? I'd like to donate to Hillary Clinton.
I hope you're ready to.
She could have lost that.
I hope you're ready to. Because I'd like to for you to become a founding donor to Onward Together by starting a monthly donation of just $10.
That's
the email you get from her.
That's the way forward, America.
And she doesn't delete these emails, by the way.
I don't mind. She could have deleted that one. That would have been fine.
Just give to like the Democratic National Convention or something if you want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you still want to play, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think any Democrat wants anything to do with her. I also read a story recently that the Democrats have to get away from this belief that all, you know, people that are on the right now are just dummy hillbillies.
That is for sure, man. It's a toxic thing.
It's not, you know, to lump everybody together. You could say anything you want, but there's a lot of regular people, and that's why I'm saying. You mentioned this, by the way, about Kanye West.
Yes,
and this
Kanye
thing
West.
That occurred. You know, this was an interesting happening, right? I guess he had a Make America Great hat.
He had a MAGA hat, and he had tweeted a while ago that he said he liked Trump. I didn't vote for him, but I like him. And then there was this thing where he tweeted out this week that he liked the way Candace Owens, who's a Trump supporter, black Trump supporter, female commentator. He said, I like the way she thinks. And then he basically said, hey, Trump, I like your energy. You're like dragon energy.
Right.
We're brothers. And then Trump was like, thank you very much, Kanye West.
Of course.
then,
an opportunist.
And dragon energy is an obvious throwback to the KKK days.
And then Chance the Rapper tweeted out that black people don't have to be Democrats.
Right.
And then everyone went crazy. All the liberals lost their minds.
And white people don't have to be Republicans.
I agree.
I mean, you know what I mean? If you think about the statement, but people got uproared about that. People got, you know, people in the black community
They're
got
like,
mad
well,
at
he's
him,
an
right?
Uncle Tom and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. See, that's sometimes what happens when there's like a movement. Like, you know, when something happens, like if everybody's in one line, like you're at a concert or something, everybody's in one line. Like to take a piss, right? And then you look to the left and you go, fuck, I think that's not a line there. And then you go, right? And you don't come back. And then people like, I think, oh, that guy's going to get stuck. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to fuck. And then another couple, you know, people start pissing and enjoying freedom of life.
Yeah, freedom
because
of piss.
Because they're not following this normal group of bullshit.
Well, here's the weird thing. So I didn't support Trump, don't like him, but I'm not sure if I'm unhappy at this point that he got elected. And the weird thing is that I think it's causing this. I don't think we'd be having this political realignment if Hillary was in there.
No.
We seem to be having this massive shift where everyone's changing. And if the election of Donald Trump 2 years ago leads to the destruction of both political parties within the next few years,
well,
I'll be very happy.
Okay, well,
I'm hoping that's what's going
to
happen.
That's a very good path you've taken us down. But I agree with you to the point that, listen, sometimes if you own a business and the business is like running into shit, it's like things aren't going well, you have to hire an asshole manager to run the place.
You got
to
shake things up.
If you want to really lose weight and get in shape, you can't hire a nice person to fucking train. You got to hire a fucking mean fucker that's going to treat you like a schmuck and get you in shape.
And motivate,
you know what I mean? You can't just hire a nice person. You know what I mean? That's the problem. We talked about it. That's what happened to this country. Everybody wants to be coddled and like, oh, tell me it's okay what I'm doing. I just don't tell me I'm wrong. I'm not stupid. My mother, calm the fuck down.
The main thing I'm worried about with Trump is that he will crash the plane into the mountain.
Well, that ain't gonna
happen.
But
if he doesn't do that, then he just shakes us up. I think it's not a bad thing.
Let me tell
you
something. If he crashes the plane, it's because Pelosi and fucking Schumer are behind him telling him how bad he is.
Checks and balances.
Which
so he
mountain?
Can't
the Purple Mountain's Majesty?
What's
yes.
that one?
Yes.
That's
exactly.
Happen.
We're all bird shit on the Purple Mountain's Majesty windshield. That's
well,
not a good thing.
As if we didn't know. This might be one of these people, but a man arrested at the airport for hiding a knife in a shampoo bottle.
Oh, I thought it was going to be in his ass.
Well, that would have been a better place. You know, you think about this. It's a metal object.
It's going through the metal detector.
They won't see it in that X-ray machine.
Right.
This is what that guy thought.
It was a lead-lined shampoo bottle.
Like I've taken edibles and put them amongst my other bag of M&Ms.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I used to, I actually took a shitload of edibles and ate all this gum and saved the wrappers and put the edibles in the regular like bazooka gun wrapper kind of thing.
Doug, you don't release your tricks out
listen,
on the podcast.
I'm not going to do it again.
You'll never do it again, DEA, yeah. If you're listening.
But this guy, and he had it mixed with pert. Who the fuck uses pert? Florida man,
terrorists.
Florida man tried to bring a knife on a plane by hiding it in a shampoo bottle in his carry-on bag. Gonzalo Gonzalez,
great name,
was flying out of the Charlotte Douglas International Airport, North Carolina, when TSA officials stopped him at a security checkpoint. That's always a scary situation.
Yeah.
After noticing something wrong with his bag, when TSA investigated the bag, they discovered the knife in the mini shampoo bottle. 72-year-old man was arrested and charged with carrying a concealed weapon and using shitty shampoo.
It's like when you in the old prison movies where you bake the file into the cake.
I'm going to put it in a shampoo bottle.
Right. But if they have the metal detector, that doesn't work either.
How big of a knife could it have been if it was in a shampoo
what
bottle?
What was his plan? Did he just want to have the knife to hold on to and touch?
I guess he's thinking, if somebody tries to attack me on that plane, I'm going to reach into my carry bag, get out the pert.
Right, unscrew
squeeze
it
all over the place.
It's going to be slippery too, so that's going to disorient
like that
him.
Won't cause a distraction. Oh my God, he's got pert. We're in trouble.
I'll throw the shampoo into the guy's eyes. Then,
that's my plan. I'm
so
sticking to it.
He wasn't a terrorist or anything. Just a guy.
Just a guy didn't want to be separated from his knife. Right?
From my cold, dead hand.
Oh, you know, like I said, I've had that situation where I've been flying and I've had, you know, smoke, and I'm like, do I really want to bring it with me or bring it back with me, or you know what I mean?
No.
And I'm like, okay, if I stick it in my aspirin bottle.
Did you say stick it in your ass?
No,
aspirin bottle.
Yeah, those are people who have questions in their sexuality.
Just
may have heard
transmission
that,
went out for a second. I just heard ass.
So, yeah, you know what I mean. I'm like, fuck no, there's no way in hell. I couldn't see myself sitting there in like TSA Homeland Security. You know, having to call my wife, honey, I got arrested for pot
right.
in my
it's
goddamn luggage. You know what I mean? You got to make good decisions, man. And that's what this is all coming down to. Listen, the world is fine, right? But here's the thing. If you would have believed everything that one side of the political system would have thought that once Trump got elected, if you would have believed everything that the world would have been turned over, we'd have been in World War III by now. We would have been, which, World by War the way, III. The interesting thing that has passed the news media here is how Israel, Netanyahu, Nibby Bibby, Bibi Boo Boo.
The singer?
No, Netanyahu, the prime minister of the
president. Bibi Netanyahu.
Bibi Netanyahu from Israel. Basically disclosed evidence that Iran has been cheating that nuclear deal this whole time.
Hmm.
With that coming up.
The Persians?
Yeah. You know, when that whole thing was agreed, the whole thing, people ask me, why don't you like the plan? I go, I don't trust the plan. It's basically kicking a can forward. I get it. It makes everybody feel good that, okay, but they're fucking doing it. If you think that they're not going through with it, they got all that oil now and shit. So that's what made the stock market kind of take a shit in the middle of the day today. I was wondering what the hell happened. We're up and then we're down 300 point swing. So Netanyahu, this will be the news you guys should check out. What happens with there? Because Israel is bombing the shit out of Syria. We don't hear about it, but they are. They're bombing the shit out of them and kicking the Iranians' asses, which is fine with me. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Covered a lot of ground today, Dougie.
We did. It's
so
Monday.
Much.
You know what's interesting about the Monday show? There's so much stuff that happens, right? We have a Monday Tuesday show.
Yeah,
we got 6-7 days. Fucking, you know, shit that's happened. And tomorrow, I'm like, what do we talk about? I don't know. We talked about everything yesterday. You know? So maybe we should space the shows out. I don't know. What do you guys think? By the way, go to Wake Up
Late. Yeah, let us know.
By the way, go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.podbean.com. That's our home site. All the shows going back to 2013. Become a patron. You can donate $1 a month, $2, $5, a flat fee of $10. If you're watching the show on Facebook, do that. Go to our website. That gives the guys gas money. Which, by the way, next week you guys got a round of gas money.
Sweet.
Yay, coming to you.
Thank
and,
you.
And so
you.
Help. Be a patron. Thank go to the you, patron page. Click on that and make a donation to us. We appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Zero.
Don't forget this Saturday. Cinco de Mayo Smackdown at the 19th hole. We are having a comedy contest. Come out. Nice. Enjoy the fun. It's going to be a lot of good times. We start at 9 o'clock, but be there at 8 just so you can get a seat by the stage.
Good idea.
Real quick, couple things. I'll be at the Cinco de Mayo comedy show.
Oh, inside job.
Competing. Exciting, yes. Also, comedy night at 33rd Street Wine Bar coming up this month, May 9th, Wednesday, May 9th. We've got headliner David Del Rosario at that show, so check that out, 33rd Street Wine Bar. Also, you can check out my other podcast, Mean and Sober, at meanandsober.com. Yeah. And that's it.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget, this week I'm going to be at the Fort Wayne Comedy Club competing in the World Series of Comedy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, this Friday night, 7:30 show. So if you're around there, come there and say you're there to see me and cheer me on. Yay. And, of course, big show next week, Wednesday, our first show back at Tavolino's.
Nice.
May 9th. Steve Marshall is your headliner. God damn it. I'm blanking out. Priester? I can't remember. It's Chris Priester, my
some guy.
Steve Marshall's going to be
here.
We
got people.
And then don't forget, May 11th, we got the, May 12th, sorry.
May 12th.
The Funky Buddha.
May 12th, Funky Buddha.
We're going to be, we're all going to be at the Funky Buddha.
Wake up late.
Two shows. I don't know what they do them there. 9:30, 10:30.
Wake up late with Dougie, Funky Buddha show.
That's right. The other people who aren't on the show are going to be on the show. It's going to be a cavalcade of comedy. May 12th, mark your Saturday. It's a Saturday. Come on out. Two shows on Saturday.
Nice.
Go to Wake Up Late with Doug. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates and all that. Thanks for listening, guys. Tomorrow in the studio, Elgin David and Mr. Peter Leonard will be here shortly, ignoring me to the bone. But thanks for watching, guys, and we'll be back here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.